Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports, medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, UK Health Radio, Lower Extremity Review, LER, evidence-based magazine, and Brian Therapeutics, with their specialty with nitric oxide. We've got a great doubleheader today, Clayton Thomas. He's the founder and CEO of Wellness and Commerce's Root Branch. He'll be joining me along with George Rivera. He's the founder of Founder Dad. It's a business and relationship business advocate. Both these guys are colleagues of mine on the building organization, podcast organization, That One. They're both entrepreneurs. Clayton Thomas, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, thanks for having me. It's amazing to be able to connect after knowing the family name up in Chicago. So let's hit the ground running.
Yeah, actually, it's a kissing cousin name, but actually, yep. For the most part, so many of the things I've talked about for decades on the Sports Doctor are an awful lot of what you and your group, your lovely wife, stand for. In values and important information when we're really dealing with the simplicity of whether it's business or sports. Give us some background on you and Roots.
You know, I've actually been really fortunate to spend about the last 45 years in integrative health in humans and animals because of the environment I grew up in, and I was able to compete at Washington State University in the 100 and 200 meters. You know, as a sprinter in the Pac-10. And so this aspect of, you know, sports performance is something that's really, really close, but also overall health and well-being and function. And, you know, as we've talked about for decades in the health and wellness space, people talk about diet, lifestyle, exercise. 20 years ago, my entire world turned upside down when I had, you know, the concept of passively and systemically removing what is the root cause of, you know, all of our underlying health issues. And that was published in 1976 by the World Health Organization, you know, of understanding that the real equation for our health, our longevity, and our
I contributed to it. Way back. But all of these decades, again, when we're talking about the role of the foot in sports performance, well, we're talking so much on the Sports Doctor, what I call the mental game. Whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parent or their coach, or whether you're in a business room with entrepreneurs in all areas, these specific principles, these core values, become such a important thing. And you put together the two words, you know, wellness and commerce. I found that to be an interesting marriage.
You know, they're the two things we search for, right? We want health and wealth. It's the two things that are prayed for. And in what we've been able to do is create a mechanism that has the most advanced product line for human health improvement. And the nice part is because of Dr. Christina Rahm's background in pharma and biotech, we've been able to actually have the clinical proof of outcomes over the last 6 years that have led to patents being filed for the methods to address anything from autism.
Well, you know,
and
what's interesting, Clayton, is, you know, anti-aging, I was involved with this situation, it was decades ago, but this mental game side of how important these mental values are, years ago were considered voodoo. And they weren't, nobody paid any attention many times to how important this was. Again, whether it was dealing with the communication between parents and their kids, whether it was dealing with the coach and the, let alone the sports parents that were on the sidelines with them. And again, many times we see that, you know, the words biohacking and functional medicine, I've been talking about this stuff for decades. And yeah. every time I have experts like yourself on, psychology, psychiatry, I had from the Netherlands a Taoist talking about these principles in so many, that he said 2,500 years ago, they were the same principles as they were if you were in the locker room today. But how all of a sudden, when I ask all the experts, I say, how are we doing, boy? Everybody's rolling their eyes. It just, we've made so much progress, yet the obesity, my specialty now, paying big attention to type 2 juvenile diabetes. You know, 20 yep. years ago, there was called adult onset diabetes, and then we saw an explosion of teenagers. So this is why I call it the new medicine. Number one, eat smarter, and we could do 10 shows on that one. Or number two, keep moving. Maybe we could do 20 shows on that one.
Well,
and the idea of the emotion. So your integrity and authenticity, simplicity, education, these things are real values that you really pay attention to, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're absolute. And I think to hit on all of those pieces, we know in sports, it regardless of the sport and regardless of the level that you're performing at, but really in elite performance, we know everything comes down to the mental game, right? The physical aspects, you can train those. It's how you're positioned in the mental aspect, and that's dopamine and serotonin production, which is done in your gut if you feed it right. The aspect of what we're seeing in diabetes and insulin resistance in this population pertains to toxicity. It's mercury and glyphosate. So you have
cetera,
to have the approach of addressing the cause.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. By the way, what is the best site for people to go to, Clayton, to find out about you and Roots?
So you can go to therootbrands.com and go to town there. You can do a bunch of research. We are very science and data heavy because you have to have proof anymore, or you should have proof.
This is exciting. Again, in the area, the late great sports psychologist, Jim Vickery, he shared the radio show with me for 5-6 years in the 90s. And he always had some, he didn't use the word psychology. People were scared of it. He was a performance enhancement consultant. And he worked with all levels, Northwestern University, the prisons, the Chicago White Sox. And the point was that it was considered to be voodoo. One of my favorite guests, Clayton, Sue Williams from Australia, sports hypnotherapy, which has now become such a popular side of things. And again, this is an important inclusion because, like the psychologist felt years ago, this was a tough sell when they said you could train all day long, but what's between your ears, you know, we're not going to pay that much attention to it. And organizations like yours have made a big difference, and the science now, we're looking at the Wild West, everybody's a coach and an expert, Clayton. How do you deal with that? overkill.
It comes down to performance, especially when we talk the mental game. You hear talked about constantly the gut-brain connection, and it's absolute. Your vagus nerve connects your gut, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, your liver, your pineal gland, and your brain all together.
Yes. I think the gut connection is like a new, wow, what a connection.
Right.
You know, it's been there the entire time.
And if you feed the gut properly, the gut will produce the neurotransmitters that your brain needs. So you won't be a slave to a phone or any external stimuli. You can have the hyper-focus, hyper-performance, relaxed state that is necessary in sports performance, but to deal with a work environment or deal with a spouse, and I do mean deal with, kids, all of these things that are natural stressors that kind of take us out of where we ideally
want to
be. Well,
when you add the pandemic and you add social media, when I had the contributor to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Dr. McDermott, a holistic psychiatrist, adult child psychiatrist, 15 years ago was warning about what social media was going to mean, let alone on top of the pandemic. Again, when you're talking about pressure, this is why it was such a big deal, whether it was Simone Biles at the Olympics or it was Michael Phelps, two of the greatest athletes we've ever seen, both spent time, still do, talking about their own mental challenges. And then all of a sudden, the voodoo was really, really helped out when it came to, you know, dealing with some of these particular principles, whether it's the proper nutrition. You know, look what's going on today with the processed foods and all of this craziness. Misinformation is such a challenge.
So it doesn't matter what level or how elite you are. Every one of us is dopamine and serotonin deficient. And zero, when you go to the Root website, look up Zero In. It is a weapon for actual the natural production of
how
dopamine.
How do people measure that? How do people measure those areas? Is that a blood test? What are the areas to discover what those levels might be, Clayton?
You know, the testing for neurotransmitters is actually really difficult because they're used constantly. What you can look at is in function.
Yes.
And we have
the word
clinical case studies.
So neuroscience.
One of the ways of testing, like when you look at neurotransmission, and this is done constantly in elite athletes, is like the DOT test to look at reaction time and quickness. And we had the world champion in fencing over in Hungary that was one of our first case studies, and she had an improvement in her reaction time and quickness of 50% in 2 weeks. Right? So that's incontrovertible. I mean, they're performance-enhancing drugs can't even come close to those outcomes.
Yeah. No, I got a connection with my friends at vestibular training organizations with that whole idea from the world of figure skating, where, again, we've seen these non-medicine. You know, the United States, quickly, and New Zealand are only two countries in the world, Clayton, that advertise prescription drugs. And if you're not watching that, you're watching a diet commercial. So we are in a tremendous educational challenge where we're really talking about lifestyle medicine like you're really talking about all the time. Again, whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandparents, you know, where we really want to live as well as we can in our healthcare system, good luck to us, right?
And it's knowing the greatest investment you're going to make is in your health and performance, because if you want money, healthy people make more money. Healthy, happy people make more money. The more
look at
the
burnout
rate on yourself, the better the outcomes.
Well, look at the burnout rates, whether it's in business. Again, the more talented, for example, your son, youth sports is a big specialty on the sports doctor. The more talented your son or daughter is, the more the pressures rise. And that's before they legalize gambling. They're nuts with some of this stuff. But the pressure on these kids or their families now is paying in sports and all of these, this chaos that's going on is tripling the stress in so many different ways. And this is why we pay so much attention, again, to the mental game in many, many instances. You know, whether, again, whether you're in the 100-meter sprint or you're looking to compete at whatever level happens to be, or like you said, you're involved very much in business. And again, we go back to these things you guys stress, which is integrity, authenticity, simplicity, and education. The Tao Master, talking about 2,500-year-old principles. The first one was simplicity. Ha! So I think you got some tradition going, Clayton.
It's working to maintain it. And I think this is the biggest thing now is if you find the right sources, right? Because there's nothing new under the sun. And everything that we really need for health and function now has already been developed. So it's a matter of not buying the noise and actually finding and using what's working just in your profession, right? You're the guy when it comes to orthotics and starting from the ground up. There's nowhere.
Hey, that's my pearl for you guys in your world. Two things. Number one, strengthen your feet and ankles, whatever you're doing, whatever your level. Number two, work balance. Work on balance. And these are the two things that we pay so much attention to at all sorts of levels. And again, the other pearl is almost all lower extremity persistent problems. If they're not foot caused, they're foot related. And so sometimes we're in the same awareness and education challenge. You're absolutely right. Let alone me asking you, hey, are your kids in the right shoe for their foot type? How about you, Clayton?
I try to be barefoot as much as possible.
We always included the late great sports therapist Bob Guider. We always included barefoot exercise, but we'd want you on the beach. We'd want you on the grass, safe surfaces. So there's been a little bit of overkill in some instances with the whole world of shoe technology. I'll have to help you guys out with another couple of shows on that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you look at some of the cultures, especially in sprinting. Yeah. The Jamaicans have, you know, the world record in the 100 meters, actually the 100 and 200, going back the last 50 years.
And yes. When you as look well at where as the they marathon. Grow up, yes.
Yeah, and grounding. They're not running in shoes.
Yeah, no,
they're running barefoot.
Yes, grounding. Yes, but if you have high arches or excessive pronation or other 10 different foot imbalances, barefoot running will cause all sorts of problems. So what you need to do is find out, number one, what your history is, and number two, include what we talked about. Now, grounding is the great word, and I believe in it. Always have. We always included it. And whether we were seeing John McEnroe or Jim McMahon or Walter Payton or... I don't want to age myself, Clayton, really quickly, but remember the Super Bowl shuffle? Five of those were in my orthotics. Ha ha! Give us quickly again. I know the people could find out about you and Root.
Go to therootbrands.com. And
therootbrands.com. Clayton Thomas. Clayton, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doc. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Everybody, welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome George Rivera. He is the founder of Founder Dad, the business and relationship builders advocate in so many different areas, and quite an entrepreneur. And his newest fame is he's Magic Leo, 12-year-old podcaster's dad. Really going to town with it. George Rivera, welcome to the Sports Doctor, my friend.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Excited to be here.
Yeah, George has built $100 million businesses in so many different areas, but he's learned a lot of lessons along the way. That's why we include the word attitude when we talked about the topics. George, give us some background on yourself and the relationship and business builders world.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a 31-year entrepreneur, so been around a long time. Done over $400 million in sales, but along the way, nearly lost my family. So, you know, business has got its pros and cons, but made plenty of mistakes along the way. But fortunately, I picked up on them and was able to make a decision that I wasn't going to keep going in that direction. And I prioritized my family, but I got my business basically under control so that it can grow and scale without me. And that time that I got back, I gave it to my family. And it's about just making lasting impact and having a legacy. And now I'm
You mentioned that it's such a big deal when you mentioned the burnout and or the story, how successful I became and I lost my family, or I had this, or I had that. And you mentioned in your bio a really poignant point when your dad had said to you, don't miss Leo's game, George. I missed too many of yours. And that really turned you upside down, didn't it?
Hit me like a ton of bricks, yeah.
I hear you. I hear you, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was kind of like, that was my line in the sand. He told me that a couple of weeks before he passed away, and it was beautiful closure to whatever I went through as a child. I'm not a therapist. So I don't know how to put language on that, but I realized that if I don't change what I'm doing now, that's the same regret and lament that awaits me in the future. So I'm thankful for my dad's words to me that I was able to change the path.
I'm live. That's why live radio is such an adventure, George. You know what I mean? You never know if I got different time zones. We were talking about the idea of how important priorities were, regardless of the level, if we're dealing with our sons or daughters who are athletes or you're dealing with business people, and the fact of this, whether it's the buyback formula that I don't know you've mentioned or founder dad. And again, you're talking about priorities. And before we got a little disrupted, I had mentioned what a big deal burnout was. And, you know, the idea of these priorities. Talk more about what went into you getting into things like buying back time or founder dad.
Absolutely. So, yeah, when my dad gave me that message pretty much 2 weeks before he passed away, that was my line in the sand. I was looking at the face of my future if I didn't change anything. And even then, it took me 3 years to change because I said, okay, we're going to start this tomorrow because I'm working 16 hours today. And, of course, tomorrow sometimes means never, but in my case, it meant 3 years. And I'm scaling my company to numbers I'd only dreamed about, multiple eight figures per year. And I'm printing money, but I'm hating life. And I know hate's a strong word, but I don't know how to describe
it. What companies were you involved with, George?
Yeah, supplement company that I founded. I've been marketing supplement companies pretty much since the mid-90s. And so that's kind of my thing. And I scaled the company to my biggest numbers to date. And but losing my life essentially in the process.
But it's a big topic. It's a big topic, George. I've had on the new specialty of sports pharmacy on the last 2 years. Nobody ever heard the word. Now it's really growing. You know, the Wild West of supplements, the whole area of all sorts, everything from painkillers, et cetera, et cetera. And we're always very, very important to include the smart information and fight the misinformation when it comes to the world of supplements and it comes to this whole area of the values of nutrition and how these areas are important, because all of a sudden everybody's a coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it seems like AI these days is bringing another level of overnight experts. And I think it'll just be a matter of time before, you know, they kind of get shaken out. But yeah, trust is something that that is in much needed demand right now, because, you know, it's hard to see and know what to trust.
Well, especially also as a sports parent and or a parent of active kids who take part in youth sports at higher levels, half these kids I see are living on over-the-counter anti-inflammatories. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? If my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day in volleyball, her knees are killing her. Or in the world of figure skating, gee, my feet hurt. And, you know, we're living on various kinds of over-the-counter medicines. You know, the United States is one of only two countries in the world, George, that allow prescription drugs to be advertised on television. And if it ain't prescription drugs, it's diets and diet food. So in the awareness of the importance of nutrition and the importance, now we're going through hopefully something that'll be good news, which is this whole ultra-processed food additive garbage that we've seen, that we've been sold over the years. But how have you found that contest of trying to stay above board, whether it's with the CBD world of, you know, performance-enhancing drugs? It's just that sometimes it's a nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you nailed it with all the misinformation out there. It kind of, you know, puts the onus on us, the ones that to get the truth out there. And sometimes you got to, you know, explain it, provide evidence, and you know, and sometimes doing it the right way is the long-term way to do it. People are so used to, accustomed to, you know, overnight, you know, responses or you know, Amazon Prime certainly didn't help. You know, you order it and it's there sometimes the same day. And so we're so used to that instant gratification that sometimes doing it the right way feels like it takes too long. But doing it the right way is the way to ensure that you'll be around for a long time. And it's just the right way to go about looking at that things, especially when it comes to our health and performance, and especially when it comes to our kids.
Well, the areas of my colleague Robert Goldman 40 years ago started the anti-aging situation. People looked at him like he was nuts. Now it's one of the biggest industries in the world, as is functional medicine, the idea of lifestyle. You know, we've seen words like biohacking. Nobody knew what the heck it meant. It's lifestyle, and it's lifestyle medicine. This is why on The Sports Doctor, we pay big attention to the new medicine, everybody. Write it down. Number one is eat smarter, and we could talk all day about that. Be educated. Number two, keep moving. Again, this 50 choices, keep moving. Number three is reduce stress. We can keep it simple, salesman, but again, there's so much misinformation. And again, the experts told me 20 years ago that once the pandemic came and then we were dealing, let's say, again, with social media, then like you just mentioned it, this instant gratification or the pressure on so many areas is why we see so much in the world of burnout. Or we see the, it was great to see Simone Biles and Michael Phelps, two of the greatest Olympians, talk about their challenges with mental stress. And I took a lot of voodoo out of it, and it's been a tough road to get that point across. And I know, I'm sure you deal with that all the time when you're talking about, talk about that buyback time formula.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Stress is a huge thing. Actually, everything you pointed was huge. You know, my level of expertise is really more in the on the business side and helping get stuff off of one's plate. And of course, naturally, that's going to reduce stress. It's going to make you, you know, help you sleep better, worry less. It's going to make you more productive in the work that you have to continue to do. It's going to make you a better leader. And so there's so many, you know, positive domino effects, and I haven't even mentioned the family benefits, which, you know, in my case, that my family got to see dad again and dad interacting with the family and being fully present.
because proximity doesn't equal presence if my face is in my phone all day long trying to solve problems. So, yeah, it's had an amazing effect by, you know, working myself out of my business, getting my time back.
As a society, this is one of our most important lessons. This is what this whole biohacking, what this whole functional medicine is really, really about. It's what the new medicine is really about, that word priority, the resilience, mm-hmm. the resilience side of it, or, again, the persistent side of it that somebody might be dealing with when we're talking about these kinds of challenges and the burnout on the one side or another. Talk a little bit about the excitement with the with Leo. I call him Magic Leo. I was on a show a month or so ago. We've had so many incredible leaders that are in your world that have done interviews with Leo, and I told him we were trying to sell as many of his hats as possible. Tell us about Leo and his interview show.
Thank you. Well, I love the name Magic Leo, Dr. Bob. You coined that
I'm
phrase.
I'm telling you, yes, that's going to stick.
That'll always be tied back to you. Yeah, as of current date, and he just did two of them today, he's at around 170 interviews, and we've interviewed pretty much people of all sorts of industries, walks of life, careers. He's got billionaires, multimillionaires, cancer survivors.
Now, Leo is 12 years old. So
yeah,
how did this show come about where he decided that he was going to get involved with any kind of a podcast?
Yeah, so when he was a little under a year ago, he decided that he wanted to start a YouTube channel. And he basically said, Dad, I think I want to revisit the YouTube thing. And then I said, okay, well, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, I'm not sure. And then I said, well, have you ever thought about a podcast? And then he says, interesting. What's a podcast? You know, because kids don't really consume podcasts. And so I said, well, go to your room, get your mom's computer, and I'm going to grab mine. I'm going to go to my my office, and we're going to get on a Zoom call, and essentially, you know, you're going to ask me questions. And he asked me a series of questions. I coached him a little bit, and it ended up being like 12 minutes long. I sent it to my VA, my virtual assistant, who knows how to edit videos. I said, here's a video. Cut out the mistakes, the coaching, and make it a nice, tight, clean, you know, interview. Ended up being like 4 or 5 minutes. I launched it to the world, which is really my Facebook friends. And I said, we got a podcast. And honestly, I didn't know where it would go. I was like, hey, maybe we'll do a couple and we'll see if he likes it. But from that first post, I got like 7 or 8 people that said,
I knew it.
Okay.
Yes. He's got a great sense of humor, this kid. You know, we talked so many different things about the pressures on. We talked about everything your company deals with. Again, we talked about priorities. And talking about, I knew he was a big soccer fan, and we were in the middle of the World Cup.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was a great conversation, and yeah, he had a blast chatting with you, Dr. Bob. It's definitely, I'm so glad it was recorded. It's one he's going to watch and reference over the years.
He rock and rolled really, really well, and of course, we had our colleagues on the world famous That One Network. Where all of a sudden you plugged in these individuals in so many different areas of life, and he really has enjoyed it and interacted so really well. You got to be impressed, Sports Dad.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I'm so proud of him, and because of the success of this, I've seen his confidence shoot up. I know that this whole experience is going to alter the.
He's going to give you some lessons, George. I knew the time would fly with you in a bit. Give me the best place people could find out about you and your work.
Absolutely. Well, so I put together a place where people can find out how to build their top 25 relationships to help them in their business. And you can go to yourtop25.com. That's the word your top and then the number 25.com, yourtop25.com. And yeah, check it out and you can kind of get started there.
What about Magic Leo?
Leo is leointerviews.com, and he also has leointerviewsacademy.com.
Really? The Academy, man. I hope I'm a founding member. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, George Rivera, this multi-talented entrepreneur and this guy now, a real founder, Dad. George. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, what if there was a single molecule that your body is missing that is responsible for your low energy,
brain fog, high blood pressure, other issues, including sexual dysfunction. Well, this life-changing molecule is nitric oxide. Your body naturally produces this molecule, and as you age, your natural production declines. In fact, by age 40, you have less than 50% of what you had in your 20s. Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is a molecular scientist, spent more than 25 years in academia studying this critical molecule. Bryan Therapeutics has discovered why people lose the ability to naturally produce nitric oxide. His discoveries have led to the development of a nitric oxide-releasing lozenger, N101. This product releases nitric oxide, even if your body cannot produce it, and actually improves the body's ability to make it naturally. There is no other product quite like this in the world of nitric oxide. Go to www.nlo1.com. Anyway, we are back. We are continuing our conversation with George Rivera. I didn't realize that we had, you know, it's nothing like live radio, that we had another segment that we could build on. And we were talking about, again, the relationship with Leo and the world. You said, how many shows has he done so far?
Yeah, he's at about 170 right now.
Tell him he could let me know when he hits 1,000 guests like me after like 40-something years. And we'll both raise a glass. In that regard, and the how have you found the sports dad side of things, whether it's as a fan or whether he's playing soccer, and some of those different areas that really now, you know, 12 years old, things start getting sometimes more serious one side than another. He's more of a chess player, isn't he?
He loves chess, yeah, he loves soccer, and I just sort of let him kind of pick and choose what it is he likes to enjoy, and I just support him in that. And, he loves staying active and keeping the brain active as well.
Well, this is one of the biggest things, as everybody knows who listens to the Sports Doctor. I'm one of the leading advocates of this whole world of juvenile type 2 diabetes, which 25 years ago, the name didn't exist. It was adult onset diabetes. And over the years, we started seeing an explosion of teenagers and the huge importance of physical exercise. By the time kids are in junior high school, 80% of them are not on any team, the world of social media. So the idea, and this is what we mentioned this a lot on my interview with Leo, the importance of being active, whether you're on a team or not. There's so many different choices. You can go to the gym, you could be a walker, you can be involved. And we want parents and teachers to be very involved in this challenge, because it's an explosion of diabetes, not only in the senior and super senior population, where you go to a nursing home, out of every three people, one of them are diabetic, or this explosion with the kids. So we want, again, some advocates who are going to be talking a lot to audiences that include children, that the importance of being active becomes such a key, along with nutrition, if we're going to break this scourge of juvenile type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it is so shocking to see the rise in that. And I know there's a lot of correlation, but, you know, it's crazy. When you look back at beach photos of the 60s and 70s, you know, everybody looks skinny. It's the one that's a little on the heavier side kind of stands out. Now it's the complete opposite. And so, my hope and prayer is that we can turn this thing around, because it's not looking pretty right now.
What's interesting is every expert I have in so many areas around the world, especially in the United States, roll their eyes when I ask them how we're doing. We're treading water at best. I've been talking about childhood obesity for about 30 years. It is as bad today as it ever was. And again, so much has to do with this whole food world that we've been sold over the years, and the importance of, again, of eating smarter. And this is where the education challenge really, really comes in, and the importance of an awareness and of education, because this has just as much of a concern as we're getting into, you know, people want to live longer, they want to live better, they want to stay as healthy as they possibly can. And whether you look at the physical or mental side, you know, the world of supplements is a big deal. The world of vitamins, sometimes it's so confusing. The idea of people trying to get the right type of information could drive people nuts.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's tough to know what you can trust out there. And, you know, just like anything else, there's good vitamins and there's garbage vitamins. So there's even a battle amongst people that believe in the more nutritional approach there. So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
And we start to see it. I wrote an article in 2008, George, which was called Let's Get Them Walking. And it was meant for the school systems to include walking as part of the curriculum. Good luck to you when you're trying to get things changed or added in the school system. But, you know, 60 Minutes had a special not more than a couple of months ago on the Japanese food system, school system, virtually no obesity, and how much attention they paid to children's food, and the idea that two-thirds of the children's food in the United States is ultra-processed. So this is what we're facing all of a sudden. And that's why I think the companies that represent the supplement industry really have a responsibility. But like you had said, you know, it's been the Wild West. And getting some of this information really, especially today, where AI could put my face on your body and this, that, and the other, and all of a sudden I'm John McEnroe. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's getting harder to know what to trust out there. And that goes to the importance of building trust, building a reputation, building a brand, knowing who you can follow with confidence. And so, yeah, it's a little tougher these days to make sure we're learning from the right places, that's for sure.
Yes. Well, tell us a little bit more about Founder Dad.
Absolutely. So, you know, I have a heart for Founder Dads, you know, because I am one, and I nearly lost my family in pursuit of success. And I realize that there's so many other dads out there doing the same thing. And so my goal is to open up a place. It's literally my table at my house is one of the ways to do it. I have founder dads come to my home and they come in and they're very successful. You know, that was me, successful on paper, but, you know, time poor because, you know, business gets all the time and the family gets the leftovers. And so we talk about
any of this stuff. Do you do any of this stuff online in the Zoom world?
Yeah, I host virtual events as well. The best place to go for that, it would be 18summersroundtable.com. And I call it 18 summers because that's really all we have with our children is 18 summers. And most founders, when they realize how many summers we have, they're already quite a few summers into it. So that's at day zero when the child is born. And so it's just to illustrate and shine a light on the fact that we don't have as much time as we think we have with our children, and it goes by fast.
Yeah, and of course, family dynamics, especially in this day and age. I've had experts on, for example, when I was a kid, I didn't know anybody who was divorced. You hardly ever heard of it. Now it's 50%, let alone the world of bullying, let alone, you know, I had one of the authors of the great movie, the great book called The Fat Boy Chronicles, Michelson, and again, with the stories about a young kid growing up overweight and the belittling and the pressures and all of these things he was dealing with, how he overcame it, etc. So again, the pressures are just dramatic in so many different areas, and this is why organizations like Founder Dad that really have these priorities in mind, interaction, communication, whether it's, again, the coach, the parent, the kids, their parents, the families, so important. Give us again quickly some of these different sites people can go to, George.
Absolutely. So founderdadtables.com, that's a place to see about any events I'm hosting at my home, as well as ocadinners.com is another place for people to connect and build relationships. And then I have 18 Summers Roundtable, that's .com, that's the virtual version of it. And then yourtop25.com to start building the relationships that will bring, you know, all the clients, the capital, the deals, whatever it is important for your business.
Yeah. Forget you, George. What's Magic Leo?
Magic Leo is leointerviews.com and leointerviewsacademy.com.
All right. Hold on, George. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment, everybody.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good. Good.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, we're back. The Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom, answer an email or two if we have any time. Next week, we got one of our faves coming back, Jimmy Spinali, one of the country's leading athletic trainers. We spent years together at the world-famous sports performance volleyball. He was down at some of Florida's leading Braden Academies and working with. He's got a history with the Cardinals. So Jimmy will be returning. Mark Sherwood, advocate of all areas, living longer, living stronger, the mental and physical side of it. He's one of our colleagues on that one. Following week, with that one, John Berryhill. He is an AI expert and an expert in so many different areas of entrepreneur and business building. He'll be adding his 2 or 3 cents. And then we're going to have back Michael Falquist, who is the CEO of Think Plus Energy. You know how much attention we pay on the sports doctor, the areas of healthy and environment. And healthy energy is a big deal. The whole grid challenge, the whole electricity cost challenge, and some of the different leading the field ideas with Think Plus Energy. Dr. Bob, I want to talk about bigger, faster, stronger, right? You're watching sports today. You watched the Olympics. You know, we were all excited. I had my latest gold medalist, Danny O'Shea, pairs figure skating at the Winter Olympics. Danny just turned 35. I think he was a teenager. We put orthotics in his skates because of ankle problems. The rest was history. But again, we take a look at whatever the sport, and these athletes, bigger, faster, stronger, and tremendous challenges in the sports medicine side, both physically and mentally, that we talk all about. You wonder how much bigger and stronger in the collision sports like football, hockey, rugby, can we handle
the explosion of the women athletes. You know, years ago, Bob Guida and I, the late great sports therapist, through him, I dealt with the John McEnroes and the Jim McMahons, the Chicago Bears, so many different tennis, Jimmy Connors, and his discussion of how important it was to be paying big attention to strengthening balance and working on all aspects in the world of the bigger, faster, stronger. We were on our way, girls softball. We heard the crack of the bat. We said, holy cow, who is this? And they were these young softball players. Take a look at the WNBA, women's basketball. So exciting in so many different areas. Again, bigger, faster, stronger, and the challenges mentally also. So much pressure. Late, great Jim Vickery, sports psychologist. Couple of bullets for all you sports parents out there. The more talented your son or daughter, the more challenging. Number one, don't be a critic. Don't be criticizing activity on the way home in the car. Number two, be a good listener. Are you enjoying yourself, asking your son or daughter? Are you hurting? How's the pressure? How's your relationship? All key things that we stress all the time. I want to thank my guests, Clayton Thomas, George Rivera, and everybody. We'll catch you next week, the Sports Doctor. Thanks, BBS.